Yoga Nidra plays very dominant role taking the mind out of the boundary. So imagination plays a very important role in our practice. Like imagination, a scientist imagines, a researcher imagines, and they work towards that imagination. They want to convert that imaginary thing into reality. Imaginary, that they think of something, that imagine. And whatever the problem is there, they want to discover the solution. So they think of the, imagine, this is the solution, they work towards that one. Like Wright brothers, they wanted to fly. They imagined in the blueprint, imagined, they drew a picture of an aeroplane, birds are flying, we should design something such a way that we also can fly. And that imagination, that blueprint, and work on that one, work on that one, it becomes a reality. In the practice also, you contemplate on the Divine Supreme Lord. And every religion talks about that Supreme in their own shade. Nobody can talk about that one with the limitations of the language, limitations of the world. They explain the perfect is this one. And that is the perfect. Now that you have an abstract picture, now the meditator, all religion, that serious people, they start contemplating on that one, contemplating. And that what it was picturized in abstract, the people, the yogis, they realize that one. They realize that whatever it was in abstract, for an ordinary people, they laugh at that one. It is only an imagination. Why are you wasting your time? But yogi, for yogi, it's not an image, it's a waste of time. He's working on that one, working on that one. He uses a scripture as a pramana. In the Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, you have to tread a path of not of an ordinary people. Ordinary people, they haven't traveled in that path. Why use them as a yardstick? You had to use a yardstick of great people who have led their life as an exemplary life. Use them as an yardstick. Not an ordinary peoples who are criticizing everything. They are not the yardstick for your practice. Use them. Use someone who has traveled. Who has traveled in this path. Use the scripture as a basis. Using the scripture as a basis, many people have traveled in that path, use them as an yardstick. And you can convert that imagination into reality. It's mentioned in that's the sadhana for our, we also, many times we are at loss. Whom should I believe? We should believe people who are commenting or people who have achieved that one. You should mind cannot flow, it's remain idle. You have to try to attach with someone who is leading an inspired life. When you are inspired, your mind also becomes inspired, and you will be able to realize the imagination, whatever you are having.